all the praise.
We give you all the honor.
Thank you because you are God. The word says it's not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God that shows mercies. The race is not to the swift. The battle is not for the strong. But time and chance happeneth to all. We are eternally grateful for being found available, usable. Thank you. Take all the glory. And let not one person live here tonight the same way. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise. Thank you, Pastor. One more time. Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 9 all the way to verse 10. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 all the way to verse 10. And it says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I'm speaking on the theme, thy kingdom come. Just thy kingdom come. Tonight, my objective is to, in some measure, see if we can have a slight understanding of the kingdom of God. I'm sure that in a church like this, it is very, very easy to know about the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come. In the first place, what is the kingdom of God talking about? The kingdom of God refers to the rule, the reign, the dominion, the government, and the system of God. It is a rule, it is a reign, it is the dominion, it is the government, it is the system of God. The Bible makes it very, very clear that God has a vision. And the major vision of God is the establishment of his rule, his reign, his dominion, his government, his system in the earth. God created man in his image. He created heaven, the garden of Eden, in the image of heaven. He created man to be like him, and he put man in a space that looks like the space where himself is. That is the original vision of creation. When God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. What he meant to say is, multiply my kind of person. Multiply kingdom people on the face of the earth. Multiply the God kind of people on the face of the earth. Saturate this earth with my image, with my likeness. Saturate this earth. Let the earth be overrun, be overwhelmed. Let the earth be literally drowned in the kingdom government, in the kingdom system. It was never the intention of God for Satan to be more popular than God on the earth. It was never the intention of God for Satan to have a claim on the earth. Then man fell in the Garden of Eden, and it looked like the plan failed. The plan to establish God's government, the plan to establish God's system, God's rule, and God's dominion in the earth, it appeared like it failed. Then God decided that he will send his son Jesus. The first Adam failed to replicate heaven on earth. The first Adam failed to replicate the kingdom on the earth. Let me send the last Adam. And he sent the last Adam. The last Adam. And he sent the last Adam. And in John chapter 12 and in verse 24, if you start from verse 23, he said, the hour is come that the Son of Man is to be glorified. He said, except the corn of wheat fall.
fall to the earth and die. It abides alone. But when he dies, he bringeth forth much fruit. That corn of wheat, that Jesus, that was God's
corn of wheat, was meant to be planted in death. And by resurrection, he was meant to produce his type again and fill the earth with the same kind of corn that was planted. Am I communicating at all? When you sow mango, you reap mango.
Somebody, something shall be birthed in the life of somebody. If you are that person, shout the loudest, say amen. If you are that person, shout the loudest, say amen. If you are that person, shout the loudest, say amen. Being like Christ is not meant to be an ambition. It's our destination. It's our design. It's who we are meant to be. When the lion roars, it's not a testimony. When the eagle soars, it's not a testimony. That is his realm. That is their realm. Do you understand what I'm talking about? The kind of things that Jesus experienced while he was on the earth. The kingdom life, the kingdom operation, the kingdom realm he walked in was what God had in mind before he planted the corn. He wants a multiplication of the harvest, a multiplied harvest. And that was why Jesus said, Paul the Apostle speaking in Hebrews chapter 2 and in verse 10, he said, God, for it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, he decided to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. The aim of Jesus, the plan of Jesus, the purpose of the Father was to bring many sons to glory, to the kingdom level and kingdom realm. All sinned and fell short of glory. We dropped from the glory dimension, the glory operation that we are meant to operate in the kingdom. We dropped from that realm. Jesus came to take us from the ground level and take us into that glory realm so that we can operate in the same phase, the same dimension, the same manifestation, the same operation. There are people seated here tonight. Something is going to explode in your life. Something is going to explode in your life. You are going to step into a realm that is going to shock yourself. If you believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. That was why he taught them to pray and said, your kingdom come, your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Let us begin to experience the state of things on the earth the way it is in heaven. Let us pass through heaven to end in heaven. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Let us pass through heaven to end in heaven. Let us experience some heaven dimension of operation. Let's experience some heaven here before we end in heaven. So that when we read there, we are not total strangers to the manifestations of what is happening there. Is God speaking to somebody here? You are not designed to pass through hell to end in heaven. And I take authority over every hellish existence, every hellish operation. I declare it arrested right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, say amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, say amen. If you are saying amen, shout the believer, say amen. Very, very quickly, what you must understand, if that was all I came to tell you, is that you are a kingdom person, not an earthly person. You are a person of a kingdom who is on an assignment in another kingdom. It is like the ambassador of America in Nigeria. He is in Nigeria, but of Nigeria. He is in Nigeria, but not of Nigeria. By the time you step into his house, in the via wherever they live here, or you step into their house in Abuja, in Metama, by the time you cross the gate, even though you are in Nigeria, you have entered America. You have stepped into another country. The conditions of America apply within that embassy. Am I communicating at all? When they want to pay him, they don't pay him in Naira. They pay him in his currency. Because even though he is in Nigeria, he is not of Nigeria. The laws of his kingdom apply to him here. That is how we are. Even though we are on the earth, we are not of the earth. We are not permitted to be limited by the laws of this earth. We are not permitted to be restricted and restrained. We are of another kingdom, and we have a temporary assignment in this kingdom. I want your mind to be revolutionized. I want there to be a radicalization of your mentality, so you begin to function differently. Anybody who has the same mother and father with you, who is not of your kingdom, is not a part of your experience. Am I at all? One day, I told God's servant Papa Oyedepo, I said, the place where I come from, there are not many people who go very far ministerially. Some are cut short before their time in premature death and all manner of those kind of things. And I said, pray for me, sir. I do not want that kind of experience. And he told me, he said, you are not from there. You are not from there. You don't belong there. You didn't come from there. Yeah, that place was only your port of arrival. You don't belong to the airport where you arrived. Hey! 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 Will you stand up on your feet and help me tell 5 people you are not from here? You are not from here. You are not from here. You are not from here. You are not from Nigeria. You are not from Lagos. You are not from Osun State. You are not from Ogun State. You are not from here. You only you were only assembled here. Somebody shout the loudest amen. You were packaged in heaven, deployed from eternity, arrived through the vehicle of your parents to the port of your entry. That was your arrival port. Your village was your arrival port. Your nation was your arrival station. Your origin is different. And by the time you are through from the arrival portion and you finish your assignment, you return back to where you came from. John Wesley said, I am a spirit come from heaven, come from God, and returning back to God. He said, I'm just passing through time. And after a short while, I return back to where I came from. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? If you understand what I'm saying, you won't allow any of the forces of this earth or this kingdom to hold you down, to tie you down, to limit your destiny. You will function with a different kind of mindset. That is why when Christians want to live like unbelievers, it's an abomination. When you want to do business like they do business, it's an abomination. It's strange. It's a strangeness, a misunderstanding of your identity. It's an abomination of existence. You don't belong here. Is God speaking to somebody here? Look at your neighbor and say, I'm a kingdom person. Take your seat and let us go. Now, as a kingdom person, there are 4 or 5 things that must go with kingdom people in order for them to establish the kingdom. Number one, kingdom principles. Kingdom people are made from kingdom principles. Kingdom principles. Kingdom principles. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 2 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 2, he said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. You are from somewhere else. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. So the kingdom has principles, it has laws, it has rules that govern the kingdom. You don't go to America and you see many people who drive in Nigeria, they don't pass driving tests there. Do you understand what I'm talking about? One Canadian came to Nigeria some time back in Abuja, and the driver was carrying him. And by the time he saw the driver, he told him, he said, if you are in Canada, you are in jail right now. You are in jail sins. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There are laws that govern the kingdom. There are kingdoms that are lawless kingdoms. In some of our African countries, they are practically lawless. But this kingdom is a kingdom of rules, a kingdom of principles. You look at that also in the book of Exodus chapter 19 and in verse 5. Look at what God told the children of Israel when he was trying to say, now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all the people, for all the earth is mine. In Exodus 27 and in verse 28, Exodus 27 and in verse 28, it says to the children of Israel, can you place that scripture on the screen? If you will hearken to the voice, Exodus 27, 18. Would you be able to locate that? Hallelujah. Now, proceeding forward, he said, no, this is, is that right? All right, let's zero down on the 19 and in verse 5. The baseline is, there are principles, rules. If you want to make the most of your kingdom life, there are principles. There will be no time to go over all of them. But in summary, you have the principle of love or passion for God. That is principle number one, is love or passion for God. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. There is nobody who can prosper in this kingdom or be established in this kingdom without that principle. Second is a principle of love or compassion for humanity. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. When the Bible says God made man in his image and God is love, the meaning is love made man. This world was created by love. It will run on love. It will malfunction without love. That is why we have a lot of malfunctioning on the earth today, because of the weight of wickedness. There is the principle of love. There is a third principle of uprightness, righteousness, the purity of conscience, exercising your life to live with a conscience that is void of offense toward God and man. You can't function with a defiled conscience and excel in this kingdom. It is not possible. It is the principle of uprightness, the principle of the purity of the conscience. It's a law. Then there is the principle of honesty, sincerity, truth, as against crookedness. Honesty. Your yes is yes, your no is no. It's a principle of this kingdom. God is not a man to lie. The opposite is Lucifer, the father of all lies. You cannot walk in lies and make the most of this kingdom. It's a principle, it's a law. And the reason why there are so many Christians who are not where they are meant to be is because they have set aside the laws and the principles of the kingdom and they want to succeed. Another principle is the principle of humility and servanthood. I am among you as one who serves. God resists the proud, but he giveth grace to the humble. Lucifer's crushed from heaven by pride. The God of the universe who is assisting everybody is resisting somebody. That is the proud. The arrogant, the braggadocious, the ostentatious, the peacockish. Do you understand? If man resists you, Pastor Poju can counsel you on how to avoid the resistance. If a witch or a wizard or if an occultic person is resisting and fighting you, you can run to pastor for prayer. But if it is God who is resisting you,
where do you stand?
The God that is meant to help you is hindering you. The God that is meant to assist you is resisting you. That is, the journey is over. There are so many people, they would have gone so far, but God just checks their heart. He said, by the time I promote and elevate this one in this kingdom and give him a lot of power, everybody will be enslaved. So just leave him where he is. These are laws. These are principles of this kingdom. People just come and want to quote scripture. I do this and that. I claim this. I claim that. With character upside down. And nothing is working. It's a principle of humility, servanthood. There is the principle of diligence and dutifulness. It's hard work. It's a kingdom principle. He that does not walk, let him not eat. When God said, let there be light, there was light. If God said, let him not eat, and he cannot eat. Are you following what I'm saying here today? The principle of the deployment of energy. The way Abraham deployed, the way Isaac deployed, the way Jacob deployed, the way Jesus said, my father walketh hitherto, and I walk. He's walking and I'm still walking. There is too much laziness among the people of God. Do you understand what I'm talking about? What they should walk, they are praying about. What they should be walking about, they are praying about. What they should be fighting at with energy. They are talking grammar about. No way. We showed a documentary of our work of last year. Pastor Yemi was with us in Central America last year. By the time they came to middle of the year, by May or June, and I saw the kind of things that God helped us. Energetic walk within half a year. One pastor who was watching, he said he thought that what they were showing was a work of 2, 3, 4, 5 years. It's a principle. It's a kingdom principle. You see, Western civilization is based on principles of the kingdom. Yes, from the New Testament. Based. The Pauline epistle is based. The revivals that happened in Europe, the Wesleyan revival, the Martin Luther revival, all of them translated into a civilization based on what they saw in scripture.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. It's a principle. These are kingdom principles that people will follow and produce results. The other one is the principle of sacrifice. The principle of giving and sacrifice. And I'm not just talking of the issue of giving to get. I'm talking about living to give. That is the essence of your life. Living to give whatever it is. That leads me to the next principle. It is the principle of impactful existence. Impactful existence, the principle of living to make a difference. There are many who live to make a living. They exist to make a living. But there are few who exist to make a difference. Now I am here to tell somebody, making a living is a million times superior. Making a difference is a million times superior to making a living. People may forget the dress you wore, but they will never forget the mark you made. What is driving you is superior to what you are driving. There are so many people who are mad. We're going to Mozambique for crusade. One of the sisters, when you come, what kind of car would you like to drive inside? I say, I'm leaving Nigeria all the way for crusade. There, you're asking me, is it car I want to drive there? There is car that is taking me there. Won't I drive the car at home? I say, you know what you want to do for me? Ensure that everybody is aware that something is about to happen, and let the crowd be gathered. To be saved, to be healed, to be delivered, to be liberated. By the time I arrive, if it is a motorcycle, I'm ready to enter it. I don't care. What drives you is superior to what you are driving. What is the passion that drives you? Making impact is better than just making income. The purpose of riches is outreach. Outreach in every form. Riches without outreach is wretchedness. There are many wretched people with money. They have money, but they are wretched. Wretched morally, wretched in every way. These are principles of the kingdom. Do you understand what I'm talking about? When you decided to live a life of donation, not just a life of consumption, or the life that is just marking duration. Pray for somebody. It's principle of impactful living. These are kingdom principles. So if you are a kingdom person, you must walk by kingdom principles in order to establish a kingdom territory wherever you are. Once we finish with kingdom principles, the next thing that must be on ground is kingdom pattern. What are you talking about, Pastor? Kingdom pattern, kingdom blueprint, kingdom model, kingdom pattern. The kingdom has our king. That kingdom has a purpose. That purpose has a pattern. It has a model. It has a blueprint. Am I communicating at all? Every kingdom person seated here today, you are not here by accident. You are not on earth by accident. Every kingdom person seated here today, and everyone connected online, there is a kingdom purpose tied to your life. A kingdom purpose. You were not just born to populate Nigeria and to make the number. There are many people who are counted, but they cannot be counted upon. Counted upon for nothing. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yes, there is a kingdom purpose attached to your life. He said to Jeremiah, before I formed thee, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth, I ordained thee a prophet to the nations. I tell people, I said, You woke up in the morning. You had your bath, and you ate to get energy to achieve what? fuel the car to take the car somewhere. You woke up in the morning, you eat, they filled your front with breakfast. You have finished consuming all the consumables and you got the energy to achieve what? All right, let's go. You went through the day and you returned back in the night and you came to sleep so you can rest from achieving what? It's a matter. When you woke up in the morning, you went to the bathroom. You went, use the bathtub that somebody manufactured. The soap that somebody produced. Toothbrush that somebody did. The shower thing that somebody produced. You wore a cloth that somebody made. Who is wearing anything you made? Who is using anything that came out of you? Who is a beneficiary of any product out of your life? Of any service out of your life? I'm sorry, I don't want to offend anybody. Look at Psalm 139, see what David said. Psalm 139 verse 14 all the way to verse 18. And if you have other translations, you'll place it for me, maybe the Living Bible. He said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Keep going. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Give me as many translations of verse 16 as you can. If you do, do you have? Thank you for making me, verse 16, just verse 16. You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life before I began to breathe. You schedule. Your life is not meant to be without schedule. When was the last time you woke up and you had a schedule? My wife said the first thing she saw in me when we ever met, that she knew that what kind of person is this? Every day she saw me with a paper. 30 something years ago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever. She said, she will see me with a, what is this? This is what must be completed before the day is out. 1 marked, 2 marked, 3 marked. By the time that schedule is not finished today, tomorrow must pay for it. That is it. There was a carryover. That was her own testimony. I didn't even know. I was naturally living my life. Every day was scheduled. Even if you have not heard the schedule from God, what have you scheduled from your own mind? Go to the New Living Translation and look at what they said. He said, so kingdom people, he said, you saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Give me a final one, maybe the message or the amplified version. Before, like an open book, you watch me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life were all prepared, even before I have lived one day. Do you think the purposeful God will create a purposeless person? The God of purpose, the God of design, the God of deliberate intention, the God of objectivity. He sat down to create a nonentity. He wasted time to manufacture a person to no purpose. He said, why did you make this one? He said, just for the fun of it. Was that Acts chapter 15 verse 18 that said, known unto God are all his works from the foundation of the earth. Known unto God are all his works, including you are his work. Known unto God are all his works, including you are his work. From the foundation, before you ever breathed, he knew of you. Isaiah chapter 46 verse 9 and 10. Look at what he said. He said, I am. Remember not the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none. Is it declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel will stand and I will do all my pleasure. Necessity is ever before invention. If you were not needed, you would not have been created. If you were not needed, you would not have been created. And now that you have been created because you were needed, you are not permitted to be wasted. See, you are meant to live in this life to the point where your generation feel your presence and notice your absence. Pastors, if the church you are pastoring does not exist in the city where you are now, what will that place miss? Employee, if you are not working in the place where you are working now, what will that workplace miss? You know, there are people who are not sackable. They are overemployable. They are too employable to be a sackable. They write resignation, they refuse. Yes. Yes. No way. Potiphar, we can't release Joseph. How many of you know that when Potiphar's wife said Joseph had something with her, attempted something with her, and Potiphar sent Joseph to the prison. Potiphar, mind you, is the captain of the guard. When the butler and the baker offended Pharaoh, and Pharaoh sent them to the prison where Joseph was, with Potiphar being the captain of the guard, Potiphar still gave Joseph responsibility. He handed over the prisoners to the same Joseph that he drove from his house because of his wife. He knew that the guy was innocent, but it's Madame Mata, Madame. Madame Mata. See, if a visitor comes to your house and Madame does not want her to stay, he's a goner. Under 3 days, he has left. You say, what happened? He said, nothing, sir. Just... By the time Madame and him see themselves, just the eye contact, he's aware that he's... Praise the Lord. I mean, Joseph was not sackable. He wasn't releasable. He wasn't can you imagine Daniel? 4 opposing kings. Nebuchadnezzar finished, and then before Darius, what's the name of? Yes, Nebuchadnezzar. Belshazzar, his son, came. Then that one was overtaken by Darius, and then Cyrus killed Darius. All of them opponents. Yet there was a constant factor. Soldier come, soldier go. Barak is still. This current government is the same party with the former last government. But there are people of the last government. I will stop there. That is the same political party. Yet you are not welcome here. Not Daniel. Opposing kings. I call it the mystery of perpetual relevance. You are perpetually relevant. Rigidly, notoriously relevant. Rigidly relevant. This was where I was going. You should live until your presence is felt and your absence is noticed. Because if your presence is felt, is not felt anywhere you are today, your absence will not be noticed. And if your presence is not felt and your absence is not noticed, then your presence was never needed. It wasn't needed in the first place. You occupied space. You just feel the ground. It's like somebody who they recruited in Nigerian Defense Academy as a trainee cadet. And under 3 months, he ran away. He couldn't face the discipline. The challenge, they won't miss him. That's number one. But number two, he blocked somebody's space. The painful thing is he blocked somebody's space. Somebody who could have come in and remained, he blocked him. Then he came and ran away. Wow. Somebody say pattern. If this is where we'll enter, look at this. I'd like you to look at Genesis chapter 6 verse 13. God had a purpose for Noah, but there was a pattern. Genesis 6, 13, I read all the way to verse 16. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Keep going. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. Keep going. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, the height of it 30 cubits. A window shall thou make to the ark. God is giving precise pattern, precise description. He did the same for Moses in Exodus 25 and in verse 9. He told him, ensure that according to all that I show you, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall you make it. He gave him a purpose and gave him patterns. Exodus 25 and in verse 40, we also see the issue of the patterns there. And then Exodus 25, and look that thou make them after their pattern, which was showed thee in the mount. There was a pattern. Numbers chapter 8 verse 4, we also heard of the pattern. There was a pattern to it. And this work of the candlestick was of beaten gold, unto the shaft thereof, unto the flowers thereof was beaten work, according unto the pattern which the Lord has showed Moses. So made he the candlestick. Now, the matter of this pattern became very serious when I realized that even the temple that Solomon built was not accidentally built. It was not something that let's just build something. The Bible said in 1 Chronicles 28 verse 11 to verse 13, 1 Chronicles 28, 11 to 13, then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch and of the houses thereof and of the treasuries thereof and of the upper chambers thereof and of the inner palace thereof and of the place of the mercy seat. He gave to Solomon and the pattern of all that he had by the spirit of the course of the house of the Lord and of all the chambers round about of the treasuries of the house of God, of the treasuries of the dedicated things. He gave him the pattern. No wonder
when the tabernacle was finished and they were worshiping, the glory fell. It happened also for Moses, the tabernacle in the wilderness, as they worshiped. I believe that was chapter 40. The glory fell as they were dedicating, and then for Solomon the glory fell. And this is what is a summary: when the pattern is followed, the glory follows. If anybody will see glory, if anything must be glorious, if any life must be glorious, if any assignment must be glorious, if any destiny must be glorious, there is a due order, a due pattern. They said, the Levites said, we followed him not after the due order. So there was a breach on user. There was a pattern. When Jesus will multiply the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, the Bible says himself knew what he will do. He had a pattern. He had a pattern, a blueprint. The Bible says before the water was turned into wine, there was set 6 water pots. It was not accidentally there. It was set after the manner of the purifying of the Jews. It was into those water pots that the water was poured, and then they drew it out and they drank and it became wine. The question I want to bother you with tonight on your way home is, what purpose does your life represent? And what pattern are you following? This is the beginning of 2026. It is important to think deeply. What purpose? One of the things as a young man before I got married that troubled my life so much was that I didn't want to live a wasted life. I studied medicine, became a medical doctor. But before then, I said, there's no big deal in being a medical doctor. Many are doctors, but what is my life all about? You know, it's important to say, who am I? But it's far more important to ask, why am I? Do you understand? Who am I is a question. Why am I? Why? Do you understand? And so it's important to find out, what is his purpose for me if I'm a kingdom person? What is the pattern for my life? There are so many people who are roaming up and down, trying to be everybody. And the attempt to be everybody makes a nobody. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You lose destiny if you can't find originality. You lose your destiny if you can't find originality. Don't misunderstand me. There are people that God may show you individuals as kingdom models. I saw kingdom models of marriage in Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland, in T.L. and Desi Osborne, in Charles and Frances Hunter. Then, and I saw this as a model, and I looked at it as, this is how marriage looks like. And I saw light from the scripture, and that shaped how I'm functioning maritally. God's servant Bishop Oyedepo saw Kenneth Copeland, and the Lord showed him, see a model. When God tells you to follow a model, to study a pattern, it is a different ballgame. But when you decide to copy as many people as you can, it's very, very funny in church ministry. You see one program title, it begins to be circulated. Just suddenly, circulation. But I can tell somebody here today, as a kingdom person, this season the heavens shall be open. Yes. That amen can be better. Yes. That amen can be better. Yes. The heavens shall be open over your life. Yes. Clarity shall come for you. Yes. Your ears shall be open. Yes. Your eyes shall be open. Yes. Your heart shall be open. Yes. Your understanding shall be open. Yes. And God will cause you to be a voice in your generation, to be a force in your generation. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, my ears are open, my eyes are open,
My understanding is open
to God's pattern for my life. Take your seat and I'll round off in a few minutes because I need a little time to pray for people. So, as a kingdom person, you have the kingdom principles, you have the kingdom pattern. There is number three, the kingdom presence. There is a presence to the kingdom. I was in Ibadan many years ago to minister. What is that hot, old hotel? Ancient five-star hotel. Premier Hotel. I was in Premier Hotel and I suddenly saw, I believe it was the Uni of that time. And all of it, and it was just moving. The whole climate changed. Just. The trumpeter was blowing the trumpet. Everything, every instrumentalist were there and they were playing. And it was moving with what the young people call tees and swag. It was moving swagaliciously. And everything around showed that this is royalty. He wasn't in his palace, but he carried the presence. Beloved, there is a presence to this kingdom. There is a presence. That is what makes our kingdom different from the secular world. There is a palpable, tangible presence. And they went everywhere and the Lord went with them. When they stepped out of Egypt, Exodus chapter 13 and in verse 21, the Lord went before them in a pillar of cloud by day and in a pillar of fire by night. There is a presence. Exodus 33 and in verse 14, he said, my presence shall go with you. My presence will go with you. And I will give you rest. There is a presence to this kingdom. That is what makes the forces of darkness to respect you. It was that presence that tore the river, that tore the Red Sea. In Psalm 114 from verse 1, he said, the sea saw it and fled. Judah was his sanctuary. The sea saw it and fled. There is a presence. Children of God, I do not want us to just be accustomed to just the principles, just the letter. Because the principles is what makes a lot of the universities. But when the principle is backed up by the presence and the power, it is lethal to the kingdom of darkness. Am I communicating at all? There is a presence to this thing. One day, Smith Wiggles was in a train and two men looked at his eyes and they said, who are you, sir? You convict us of sin. Whoever you are, whatever you are, there is thing from you that is radiating on us and making us feel bad that we are sinners. When people come around you, what do they feel? Is there anybody who felt anything? Charles G. Finney, when he passed through the towns in those days, people were left right under conviction because they felt something from his life. Today, you see the typical Christian and the typical unbeliever, no difference. And I'm not talking of just difference in appearance, I'm talking of difference in climate. There is a kingdom climate. There is a kingdom atmosphere. There is a palpable presence. Myself and I and my wife were in London, England some years back at the Wembley area. They were about to check us into a hotel. And while the process was going on, a young lady, receptionist at the reception, looked straight at me. And she said, who are you? What you have, I want it. She's from North Africa, Muslim girl. So I looked at the people who brought us here. What is she talking about? Did you people tell her anything? Say, no, we're all just coming. All right? They continued and continued. By the time they finished, We came and sat at the lobby, sat down, my wife, myself, and then the people checking us in. We called her, she said. So I said, what are you talking about? She said, I don't know. But anything you have, I want it. I said, I have Jesus Christ. I have the Holy Ghost. I have God's presence. I have the fire of the Spirit. She said, everything you said now, I want it. We led her to Christ right there and handed her over to the people who were there. Because as we stepped in there, she felt a climate. There is a spiritual climatic change that is meant to accompany a true kingdom person. It's not like you are a pastor. It's not like you are a preacher. But there is something feelable. There is something palpable. There is something tangible. There is something that can't be mistaken. I have more than I could say, but time will fail me. Four occasions I've passed in places where a mad, twisted hair madman comes on his knees and lifts up his hands. I looked at him, what is this? Just lifts up his hand. The devil of madness inside him recognized something that can't be mistaken. 1, 2, 3, 4 can be counted. There is a kingdom principle that makes kingdom people. There is kingdom pattern, kingdom blueprint that makes kingdom people. There is a kingdom presence that opens doors, tears Red Seas open. A kingdom presence that takes charge of territories. And I will end with kingdom power. Because it's not possible to talk about kingdom without talking about power. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. It's kingdom power. That power of the kingdom is for what purpose? First, it is for the establishment of the kingdom. To know someone is in charge here. The offices where you go, you deal with people of the occult. You deal with all manner of people who are connected everywhere. You know, I tell people, I said, nobody can access a certain dimension of this world's glory until they bow for something. No, it's not possible. They bow for something. You see people here, they are innocent billionaires. They don't go to church. They don't do anything. Let them tell you the altars that they belong to. What they are servicing that you know nothing about. A billionaire once told the wife. The wife told me with her mouth. He said, the man said, please, I beg. Blocking me, you're hindering me. Man, say, please, can you just die? Anything you want, I can give you, but just agree to die. So the woman said, everything I want, you give me, I should agree to die. If I die, how will I use what you want to give me?
They have tried and didn't work.
They tried everything and it didn't work. So this was what he was begging her. Satan told Jesus, bow for me and I will give you this world's glory. And Jesus said, I will get the world's glory without bowing for you. There is another place I will bow. I will get it without bowing for you. There are those bowing for you to get it. But we have our own root that does not bow. I see kingdom giants coming out of here that will not bow for any altar, will not bow for any power, will not bow for any force. If there is anyone like that, you stand up and shout the loudest, amen. You will not bow for any altar. You won't bow for any shrine. You won't bow for any force. Shout the loudest, amen. Remain standing. The kingdom power is needed to establish the rule of God in the earth. Second, it is needed to enforce the plan of God. God wants it and the devil said no. We say, who are you to say no? We enforce God's plan by power. The kingdom of God, the power of God is needed to put the enemy where they belong. In things, that power is needed. The power of God is needed to rescue the captive, to rescue the tormented, to rescue the frustrated. It's not many things that just teaching will do. That was why Jesus taught. He preached. He healed. Am I communicating at all? That power. Many times, there are times where, and there are times where the raw power is needed. A healing evangelist prayed for a woman. She kept on getting healed, kept on getting healed, and kept on returning back with the same affliction. She said, you know what? The power has done its work. Let me send you to Kenneth Hagin. Let me teach you. Let him teach you on how to remain healed. They go together. That power is needed to rescue the afflicted. The power is needed to enforce change. We are not a weakling generation. Power is the root of, is a bedrock of Christianity. And power is what will make us ready. Pastor Poju was in the Glory Dome last year during the February conference. And the story of that place, by the time God had shown us many years ago, the building like that will happen. We began to look for where to build, where to get the land. We've looked everywhere. You know how Abuja is, right? We looked everywhere. No way. We got hundreds of acres in Nasarawa State. That's boundary. It's like Ogun State, left city. We got hundreds of acres there. By the time we couldn't find anything, we were just about to, why not? Let's just go. There are already some churches on that axis. The Redeemed Camp is there. The Living Faith Goshen is there. That axis. We got some hundreds of acres there. Let's just go there. And the Lord showed me, said, remember what I showed you in the dream. He had shown me in a night vision our current site with a mark, a landmark. That is, seed, here is it. But we went in the physical and couldn't get anything. So I called a property agent, estate valuer, an agent in church, kneel down here, took a bottle of oil. You will find it. Go to the airport road. Look as you go. So and so place, look right. Our property is there. Go and bring it. I anointed his head. He returned back under 7 days. He said, I have found it. Pastor, we have driven, ransacked the airport road, driven inside hours to look for land. Into the bush. We're ready to go into the bush. We couldn't find. But when power landed, he returned. He said, I have found it. I said, what did you find? Hundreds of hectares. Over 500, and as much as we are ready to buy, they are ready to sell. I said, let us go. We landed there. I said, here. I said, yes, this is it. It's okay if you are ready to pay for it. Big money then. Big money. Plenty zeros. Scary zeros. We had a massive reserve. Before that time, it flattened it on the spot. Power. Somebody say power. That is coming upon you tonight. Is there any kingdom person here tonight? Is there anyone who is about to establish God's kingdom in your life, in your area, in your territory? Lift your hands and give the Lord the praise. 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 Father, I am here. I am available. Father, I give you the praise. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Let us begin with the principles. Father, show me
those principles that I am not working with, that I need to begin to work on my life. The principles of the kingdom that I need to work with and work on. Open your mouth and pray and speak to God. All right, let's take it all together. Lift your voice in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and pray after me and say, Father. Louder, say, Father. I come before you today. Thank you for your word to me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I am asking that you will help me to represent you as a kingdom person in my generation. Help me, Lord, with those kingdom principles that are not yet functional in my life. Help me, Lord, to live by them in the name of Jesus. Say after me, say, Father, help me to walk according to your purpose and your pattern, your blueprint for my life. Let me not miss you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you will overwhelm my life with kingdom presence in the name of Jesus. Father, help me to walk in your power as a kingdom person in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and lift your voice and speak to God for 30 seconds, 1 minute. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. In the name of Jesus.